The Chamber of Deputies stripped Communist MP Josef Vondruska of his immunity on Wednesday. Mr. Vondruska will now face criminal charges in connection with his job as a prison guard in the 1980s. Several political prisoners who served their jail time under Mr. Vondruska have accused him of brutality and abuse of power. The case will now be investigated by the police, and Mr. Vondruska could go to prison for up to 10 years. Jan Richter has the story.
The Chamber of Deputies has lifted the immunity of Josef Vondruska, a 59-year-old deputy for the Communist Party, who will now be investigated by the police for his actions as a prison guard in the 1980s. Several former, including Vladimir Hučín, Jiří Gruntorát and Jiří Wolf, who were sentenced to prison on political charges at that time, have accused Mr. Vondruska of brutality and maltreatment of prisoners. During a debate in the lower house on Wednesday preceding the vote on whether the communist MP should be released for criminal investigation, Mr. Vondruška denied having broken the law when he was a prison warden.
I worked with responsibility and good faith, just like hundreds of thousands of other people. I carried out work that is indispensable for the state at any time and is today as well. I did not break any laws in my job and I did not commit the deeds I've been accused of.
Tudíž ani těch činů, ze kterých jsem obviňován.
In the end, 151 MPs voted for the lifting of Mr. Vondruška's immunity, while his Communist Party colleagues left the assembly and did not vote at all. Josef Vondruška got a job at the glass factory in Minkovice, just outside Liberec, North Bohemia, at the age of 15. It manufactured crystal chandeliers, one of the principal export articles of communist Czechoslovakia, and was often understaffed due to the difficult working conditions. In the late 1950s, a prison camp was established on the factory premises to supply it with labor. In 1972, Mr. Vondruška joined the penitentiary corps and worked as a prison warden there for the next 18 years. Former prisoners today say he was very aggressive and rarely missed an opportunity to brutally punish prisoners for the slightest breaches of prison rules. Čestmír Čejka, an official of the Confederation of Political Prisoners, comments on Wednesday's lower house vote.
For the Confederation of Political Prisoners, this act is understandable, because we were expecting no other decision from a democratic state. Now it's up to the investigators to prove that Mr. Vondruška did what he's been accused of. I'm a little more worried about the latter, as the procedures tend to be very complicated. But for our part, we don't have any doubt that Mr. Vondruška behaved as described.
Josef Vondruška is the first current communist politician to be stripped of his immunity in connection with his activities before 1989.